This is a jet tour through the New Testament with John MacArthur. I'm your host, Bill Wright. Well, it took 35 years to write and has over 10,000 pages. I'm talking about the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, 33 volumes that explain the entire New Testament verse by verse. And each day on a jet tour through the New Testament, John explains the big idea from each. Today, Paul's letter to the church at Rome is the focus. So, John, tell listeners what they should know about Romans.
Simply said, Romans presents the gospel of salvation with all of its elements. It begins by announcing the wrath of God, a justifiable wrath on all sinners who have rejected God. But then it affirms that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to anyone who believes, Jew or Gentile. Having said that, the Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, then begins to explain the gospel. First, he looks at the condition of men, that they are in sin, whether they're religious or irreligious. They are trapped in sin with no possible escape. They cannot save themselves. They cannot change their condition. At which point he introduces the only one who can, God, through the work of Jesus Christ, and then begins in chapter 3 to unfold the gospel of grace and faith through Christ. At the end of the book of Romans, the practical application and implications of the gospel in the life of the church in the world are laid out.
That's a jet tour through the New Testament with John MacArthur. To learn more about the complete MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series, we invite you to visit MacArthurCommentaries.com.